His name is Peter Baldwin, and he's the founder of Bird Dogs Shorts. You've probably seen him on Shark Tank, where Mark Cuban obliterated his pitch. Look, Mark, he'll admit it. The invention of the first ever stretch khaki shorts that feel amazing, look amazing, and can wear literally anywhere wasn't his best idea. But he's got more, like Dog Trader. Just like Auto Trader, but you can sell your old dog. Eh? Mark, I know you'd invest if you just gave him one more shot. So go to birddogs.com/radio and join the 2 million men who think Bird Dogs shorts are a great idea. Or DM Mark Cuban and tell him to give Peter one more shot.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, for being locked in. Thank you to all the Uber drivers, the hospital workers, the officers, the chefs, the cooks, the bar folks, the people at home just relaxing, whatever you're doing, the people at the airport. What's up, airport people? Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Factory workers. We got a lot of people doing a lot of things. Me, I'm just sitting in a box, surrounded by screens, talking about sports, having a good old time. The show gets started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer, Jack Stern, holding it down on the boards in New York City. There's a lot that's going on tonight. We also have some breaking news for all of my Major League Baseball fans. No, it's not Rob Manfred's extension that will keep him as baseball commissioner until 2029. I mentioned to you briefly that the Angels are not moving Shohei Ohtani. That was the report. Heading into tonight, the Angels had a record of 52-49, third place in the American League West, and they're behind the Rangers by about 6.5 games. Well, if you wanted confirmation that the Angels were not moving Ohtani, you should get it, because they just traded for Lucas Giolito, got him from the White Sox, in addition to Reynaldo Lopez, for prospects Edgar Cuero and Kai Bush. And so Lucas Giolito, someone who is a California LA native, is going to be going home to the West Coast. And hey, if you needed confirmation that the Angels aren't moving Ohtani, why the hell would they bring in Lucas Giolito if they were just going to move him? And I don't know if this is fool's gold. I think it might be. I think the goal is to win a World Series, not just go to the playoffs. I'm not so certain or sure that even if the Angels get in to the postseason, I don't think that's enough to keep Ohtani. Y'all have been garbage since he arrived. And so let's see if Lucas Giolito and a returning Mike Trout, I don't know if you can ever count on that. I don't know if that'll be enough to keep Ohtani, but you can't say that the Angels aren't going for it. Lucas Giolito now traded from the White Sox to the Angels. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Talked about Aaron Rodgers giving up his $35 million. We discussed Stephon Diggs saying, hey, no issues here with us, with the Bills. We're just trying to win. And Tyreek Hill, he's waiting on a potential suspension from the NFL for that incident at the marina. Bryce Young named the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. Najee Harris speaking up for all running backs, saying that the owners ask them, the teams ask them for the world, and then they are not compensated. I just told you about Rob Manfred and his new deal. And now it's time for a new top six list. Now, before we get there, listen, folks. There's been a lot of contractual talk here on the JR Sport Brief Show. And why not? Justin Herbert making more money than any NFL player ever. Jaylen Brown making more money than any NBA player ever. And then you got somebody like Aaron Rodgers giving up $35 million of his salary, restructuring his deal so the New York Jets can have at least two decent seasons with Aaron Rodgers. And so now I'm gonna flip the script. With tonight's top six list, we're going to take a look at some of the worst contracts ever. But before we do that, I need to let you know that this portion of the show is sponsored by the United States Postal Service. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage, reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping, the United States Postal Service. Now that we got the formalities out of the way, let's hit the fancy music for the top six list.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. So many deals. So many contracts. So much money. Let's turn the music up just a little bit. I like my music. There we go. That's perfect. It's time to flip the script. Do I think Jaylen Brown is going to earn his cash? Yeah, the answer is yes. Do I think Justin Herbert is going to earn his money? I think the answer is yes. They've done an excellent job. But we're going to take a look at some athletes who got their money, got their contracts, and they sucked. There's no other way to put it. And so without wasting any time, let's just start off with this number right here. It's a countdown. Where are we starting off?
Number six.
At number six. Let's go back to the year 2007. Let's go to one of my favorite places on earth, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Let's go to a man that was selected number one out of the draft, goes to the Raiders. And I guess, did he take food with him? Did he ever have a work ethic? Was his 6-year, almost $70 million deal, was that enough? Jamarcus Russell. One of the worst sports contracts ever. How are you taking number one overall and you are gone? Literally. 3 years later. 3 seasons later, you're cooked. 2 years later, 2 calendar years later, you're done. 18 touchdowns to 23 interceptions. Jamarcus Russell was cooked from the beginning. He was a holdout through the preseason. He was a holdout through training camp. He ain't show up until the season already started. This is the dude selected number one overall. What was he doing? Eating donuts? Twinkies? I like donuts. I like Twinkies. I can't eat them. I'd be in a diabetic shock. Not Jamarcus Russell. He got paid. He's on that list of NFL busts. And it sounds like he's okay with it. He was asked that question by Ryan Clark on the Pivot podcast. Hey, Jamarcus, are you a bust? How you feel about that? This was his response.
I must have been the best to be the biggest, right? I'll say my didn't turn out how I wanted it to, or not how they expected it to. You know, but if you're gonna call me a bust, like you say, put the biggest on that motherfucker.
I love it.
You gonna say it, put the biggest on that motherfucker. But that shit don't bother me, man. Like, that shit is not in my world. In my world, I'm a motherfucker. You feel me? That bus shit don't have, it don't apply in my shit. It don't apply in none of my family shit. It don't apply in none that we have going on. So, yeah, man, they can bust all they want. Like I tell them, I bust out and went to college. I bust out and bust some scenes out my shit. So, like, it's cool, bro.
Well, I don't think anybody, you're right. Nobody's calling you a bust as it relates to your family. There's no doubt about it. You have $31 million guaranteed and you got it. God bless you. Hopefully your family's still good. But when it comes to football, yeah, you a bust, man. No dedication, didn't show up, showed up out of shape. A disaster story here for the NFL. It stinks. Jamarcus Russell, you want to talk about one of the worst sports contracts ever? I got him on the list at number six. What comes after six?
Number five.
Let's stick to the NFL. But instead of being out in Oakland at that point in time, let's move east. Let's go to Washington, D.C. for a team that is now known as the Commanders and a prior generation, a prior era, a prior owner in Daniel Snyder, Albert Haynesworth was given a 7-year, $100 million deal after the 2008 season. He only played 20 games before they said, no. We can't have this dude here. Even Bill Belichick took a look at him and said, no. We can't have this guy here. He was beefing with Mike Shanahan. He wasn't a fan of the defensive formation. The coaches hated his guts. He failed a physical. At one point in time, he was charged with misdemeanor sexual assault after he hollered at a waitress, and I say hollered loosely, in D.C. He was hazing people. Nobody liked this dude. $100 million? And I told you, he didn't appreciate how they had him line up on the defensive line after he moved on from the Tennessee Titans. And Albert Haynesworth, he talked to the I Formation podcast, and he just seemed oblivious to even receiving his contract and what it meant. Listen to this.
If my agent walked me out like, hey, I got this deal right here at Washington. I was just like, oh, okay. Well, let me talk to the coaches. So I talked to the coaches. And really, honestly, like, I wasn't about the money. He woke me up and was like, hey, Albert, I got you $100 million and $41 million guaranteed. I was like, oh, okay. Is that good? He said, what do you mean, is that good? That's like the highest paid defense player ever. Yeah, that's great. It's $100 million. I said, well, you got like 41. Why don't you make it like a better looking number than 41 or something? He's like, you need to wake up. Like, you need to wake up. This is a great deal. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, you want to take a deal? It's like, you think it's a great, you know, great deal. Okay, yeah. And then so next thing I know, boom, it's on ESPN or you know, all that stuff. And I mean, I'm still in my condo here in Nashville.
He's still in his condo in Nashville. He just sounds oblivious to life. I don't know what the hell was going on with him. He signed that contract, 2009, 2010, 2011 was his final year in the league. What a bust. One of the worst contracts the NFL has ever seen. I got him at number 5. What's the next number?
Number 4.
Top 6 list worst contracts sports world has ever seen. Jamarcus Russell at 6, Albert Haynesworth at 4, Alex Rodriguez. Or excuse me, Haynesworth at 5. I got Alex Rodriguez at number 4. Do I need to really go in depth and detail on Alex Rodriguez? Yeah, he helped deliver the Yankees a World Series in 2009, the last one that they got. I guess Yankee fans should be thankful. This is also the same Alex Rodriguez who was selfish. This is the same Alex Rodriguez who cheated. This is the same Alex Rodriguez who lied about taking the drugs. The same Alex Rodriguez, a couple of days ago, he was on TV talking about, oh, you should hit the baseball. You should aim like you're trying to punch a little person. What is worth this guy and his words? They're terrible. And so in 2007, the Yankees said, yeah, sure, here. 10 years, $275 million. And then all the drugs took a toll. Then his hips started to be busted. And then he lied about the drugs. And then he wanted to sue the Yankees in baseball for suspending him and getting him his money. He is a whole mess. I will never forget when he sat on 60 Minutes with Katie Couric and he was asked this very simple question. Let you know how great of a liar he is. Listen to this line of questioning and just remember, he's lying through his teeth.
For the record, have you ever used steroids, human growth hormone, or any other performance-enhancing substance?
No.
Have you ever been tempted to use any of those things?
No.
You never felt like, this guy's doing it, maybe I should look into this too. He's getting better numbers, playing better ball.
I've never felt overmatched on the baseball field. I've always been in a very strong, dominant position. And I felt that if I did my work, since I was a rookie back in Seattle, I didn't have a problem competing at any level, so no.
Oh my, the smugness. No. No, I've never cheated. No. It's like talking to my toddler. Like, hey, did you touch that cookie? I see it all on your face, it's all on your hands, it's all on the floor. Did you touch that cookie? No. Alex Rodriguez. And what makes this even worse, one of the worst contracts ever, is that he lied, he cheated. And then he tried to sue them for his money. What a joke. Alex Rodriguez, number four, worst sports contracts ever. Let's move on to the next number.
Number three.
At least he was able to show up to work, Alex Rodriguez, until his hip said no thank you. This dude got his money, and he's cooked. He is done. Steven Strasburg. Oh, my God. World Series MVP. Listen to this story, y'all. First of all, we knew he fell out of the womb and was a pitcher in baseball, okay? 2019 World Series MVP with the Nationals. They immediately say, thank you very much. Maybe they didn't think this through. Too much of a thank you. Here's $245 million for the next 7 years. That was a record contract for a pitcher at that time. Highest paid pitcher ever in regards to annual salary, $35 million a year. You want to know what's happened since 2019, since he was that World Series MVP? In 2020, the man really had carpal tunnel. Couldn't feel a damn thing. Only pitched 2 games in 2020. 2021, he tried, only pitched 5 games. Last season,
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com Summer Black Friday Sale, now for 45% off mega deals. 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? Get Joy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a Get Joy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified Televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
He had a rib and two neck muscles removed out of his body just to get some feeling back into it. And this season, ain't nobody ever thinking that they'll see him again. Severe nerve damage. That's since they gave him the contract, and it's been reported that the Nationals don't have disability insurance on it. You can't make this stuff up. Yeah, that's one of the worst things ever. And he was so enthusiastic when he got there, too. Or when he got the money, he was already there. Yeah, listen to Steven Strasburg talk about how special it was to get that bag.
The Nationals were there from the beginning. I became a father, became a husband. As a National, I've grown with this organization, and it's become home to me.
Yeah, he don't play though. His career's probably done. All the best to him and having some type of decent life, you know, moving forward into the future. Pretty bad. Steven Strasburg, number 3. One of the worst contracts the sports world has ever seen. He's number 3. This is this number.
Number 2.
We got to go to basketball. All my friends in D.C., they might be familiar with what I'm talking about because this is also an athlete from D.C. He got some money. He got $111 million from the Wizards, even though he was basically shot. He had microfracture surgery, and then he was playing with guns. And in the last you saw of him, he was playing for the Shanghai Sharks. I'm talking about Gilbert Arenas. His career was done at 32 years old. He had to work his way up from being a second-round pick out of Arizona. Most improved this and this and this with the Warriors. The Wizards bring him on, and then they reward him. Did he need it? Did he need the money? They gave him a 6-year, $60 million deal, and then they said, you know what, screw this. Let's give you some more money. More than $100 million. And then we know about Gilbert Arenas, what happened after that. He's hurt, he's injured, can't play, his knee is busted, and he's gambling with Javaris Crittenton, who unfortunately is also locked up for another legal matter. Gambling debts. Gilbert Arenas charged with carrying a gun with no license, suspended during the NBA season. And he even said this. He was talking to Draymond Green on his podcast, and he said that, yeah, Abe Pollin, the owner of the Wizards at the time, basically said, you know what, Gilbert, we appreciate what you've done. It doesn't matter the status of your knee. We're going to pay you regardless. Listen to this.
I'm hurt. Didn't only play 2 games. Mr. Pollin said, I don't care what they said. You did your job. Whatever you want. I'm going to sign it. Whatever you want. I don't care what you want. I'm going to sign it. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the general manager said. So you're my guy. You lived up to yours. I'm going to live up to mine and sign me to the 111. Right? Mm-hmm. So he didn't listen to the experts. He didn't listen to the general manager. He didn't listen to no doctor. He didn't care. So once he passed, I remember we're at the ceremony and Brendan Haywood was like, he looked at me and said, yeah, they're going to come. You better be on your best behavior. They're going to come after that contract. Man, I'm untouchable, man. They ain't doing nothing to me, right? No, he was right. I was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Brendan Haywood, by the way. At least Gilbert Arenas knew the contract he got was ridiculous. He as much as admitted he was not the same player when he had the microfracture surgery And he certainly didn't get an opportunity to play when he started playing around with guns in an NBA locker room. Gilbert Arenas, I have him at number two on the list here. Worst sports contracts ever. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Gilbert Arenas is two. That means on the other side of the break, we only have one more name. I'm going to share that with you. The worst sports contract ever. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a new top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And with all of the talk surrounding contracts tonight, I wanted to take a look at some of the worst contracts, the top six worst sports contracts that we've ever seen. And I'm about to share with you number one. But let's give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Jamarcus Russell, formerly of the Raiders. Now reminding everyone that he is not a bust in life because he got $31 million guaranteed, even though his career didn't last more than three seasons. At number five, worst sports contracts ever, I gave you Albert Haynesworth. This guy got the Washington $100 million, most money ever at that time for a defender, and he did nothing. He complained, he whined, criminal allegations against him, sexual assault. I mean, Albert Haynesworth, he got that bag, and then that was pretty much it for him in the NFL. At number four, I gave you Alex Rodriguez. Lie, 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 get hurt, lie, lie, get hurt, sue for your money. 10 years, $275 million. At least Alex Rodriguez made so much money, you can still consider him to be a success. Watch him on TV. Let's see if he can take full control of the Timberwolves with someone else's money. Good for him. And number three, you want to talk about one of the worst sports contracts ever? Steven Strasburg went from being World Series MVP to having nerve damage in his arm. They paid him, or they will be paying him, $245 million. He basically hasn't pitched since he signed that contract, since he was World Series MVP. And number two, we got to stay in Washington, D.C. There's a theme here. Albert Haynesworth, D.C., Steven Strasburg, D.C., Gilbert Arenas, number two, D.C. We know about his knee surgery. We know about his guns. And this was a waste of $111 million for Gilbert Arenas. If you live in Washington, D.C., if you're a Wizards fan, Nat fan, Nats fans, Commanders fan, be happy. Number one has nothing to do with you, but it has something to do with a team a little while up the road in New York City. And let's hear the fancy voice man say it. What number are we up to?
Number one.
Yeah, if you want to talk about the worst sports contract ever, it was handed out by the New York Mets previous or prior ownership group. We got to look at the Wilpons. They thought that they were going to be making so much money. This is a true story. They thought that they were going to be making so much money with Bernie Madoff, who I guess is the Alex Rodriguez of finance, or was, that Bobby Bonilla was traded to the New York Mets in 1998. At this point, Bobby Bonilla, you know, multiple-time All-Star, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, won a World Series with the Marlins, but then he forgot how to play baseball. And so the Mets traded for this man, and he proceeded to stink. Batting average, I don't think, was even higher than, you know, 200. He sucked. He didn't play. He was garbage. And so the New York Mets, at the end of the season, they said, "We don't want you, Bobby Bonilla." But when they released him, they still owed him approximately $6 million on his contract. And Bobby Bonilla and his agent, because they are super geniuses and the Mets are just, well, they were stupid dumb. Hell of an oxymoron there, stupid dumb. They said, "Okay, sure, you know what we'll do? We won't pay you for about 10 years. And then when we do pay you, every year from July of 2011 to 2035, we're going to pay you a deferred salary here of more than $1 million. Bobby Bonilla retired in 2003, hasn't played for the Mets since 1999. And that $6 million has basically turned into $30 million for Bobby Bonilla. He was 60 when they started paying him this money. He will be 72 when he gets his last check. The New York Mets here with a massive mistake. And sure, now Steve Cohen owns the team. This man is a multi-billionaire over and over and over again. He don't give a damn about no $1 million. And he's pretty much turned it into a joke. He said every July 1st that we have to pay him, we, the New York Mets, should celebrate Bobby Bonilla Day. He spoke to the New York Post. He spoke to Howie Rose. Howie Rose asked him about this. And Steve Cohen was just like, yeah, this contract is so bad, we got to laugh at it. Listen to this.
You know, I'm still thinking about Bobby Bonilla Day, if I can get him to, you know.
Now, what would that entail?
You know, I just go with my instincts and, you know, let's just have fun with it, because it's become almost an iconic day. You know, it's become, you know, something that just became viral. And so why not just go with it and then make, you know, enjoy it and you know, make it fun.
Is Bobby on the same page with that? If he can make it, you know, if.
Yeah. I think Bobby is thinking about it and considering it, and I've had good conversations with him, so we'll see. You know, who knows?
It will get you a lot of attention, that's for sure.
You ever have one of those situations where it's so sad that you can't do anything but just laugh away the pain? And sure, this $1 million is not a lot. It's nothing for the New York Mets. It's nothing for Steve Cohen. He does not care. But I mean, damn. This is so bad, the New York Mets and Steve Cohen have decided to try to turn it into a joke, because the prior ownership group, the Wilpons, thought that they were going to get rich with Bernie Madoff. How did that work out? It didn't. Bobby Bonilla, I have him down as the worst contract that the sports world has ever seen. Hey, the phone lines are open to you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Everybody can't make a top six list. I'm pretty sure you're not going to bring up a name that I didn't think about, that I didn't consider, but I had to squeeze six guys onto this. And so I'm asking you, when you think about some of the worst sports contracts that you've ever seen, what name comes to mind? Who do you feel has the worst contract the sports world has ever seen? I'm going to get to your phone calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you a new top six list. Tonight we took a look at some of the worst contracts ever handed out, ever doled out in the world of sports. And number one, I gave you Bobby Bonilla. Yeah, because of the Mets' stupidity, they're paying him deferred payments instead of saying, here's $6 million. They said, we'll go ahead and pay you basically into perpetuity. He doesn't get his last check until 2035. He's going to be 72 years old. Absolutely ridiculous. $6 million turning into $30 million. For the New York Mets. Let me give you a quick recap of the list. At number six, I gave you Jamarcus Russell. At number five, I gave you Albert Haynesworth. At number four, I gave you Alex Rodriguez. At number three, I gave you Steven Strasburg. At number two, Gilbert Arenas. And then Bobby Bonilla at number one. Bobby Bonilla, so bad of a contract. The new owner, Steve Cohen, wants to make it a holiday for the New York Mets. He wants to celebrate Bobby Bonilla Day, the day where they write him a $1 million plus dollar check. They want to celebrate it like it's bobblehead day. Like, why not? I mean, how long do you have to cry before you just start laughing at your own pain? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Alan, give me that name. Go ahead.
Chris Davis has to be the worst of the worst. He was great between 2012 and 2016, and then 2017, his batting average did not go above 196. On-base percentage did not go above 291. And his OPS, 379. And he had hip degenerative injuries, and he had a forearm injury. He had all kinds of injuries, and it just he was striking out close to 200 times a year, and he just he signed a contract in 2016, 7 years, to $161 million, and did not even come close to living up to it. And it's just an absolute shame. And he's being deferred. His salaries are being deferred till something like 2032. So that is the absolute worst as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Well, thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. I remember Chris Davis. He was nothing but a human tornado. And it was actually pretty sad watching him swing a bat. It was like Joey Gallo, but worse. Sorry. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. BG calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's the worst contract, BG?
Well, I think, you know, the whole thing with the Yasiel Puig and Cespedes and Jose Abreu, all those Cuban guys coming on over and producing. And then Boston lays one down for 6 years and $72 million for Rusney Castillo, who first off didn't even, I mean, he did the major league debut and all that stuff, but had less than 10 homers for $72
million. Yeah, and he didn't even play.
He got stuck in the minors from some weird contractual agreement to where they couldn't even bring him up, even though he was on the 40-man roster. It was really a ridiculous move that I've never seen a team lay that much money down for a guy who didn't even play.
Yeah, especially to bring him over from Cuba. You mentioned it. I remember it was trying to find lightning in a bottle to continue finding Cuban players that you could bring up and basically control. I remember. Yeah. We didn't see him.
No, you didn't. And not only that, if you look back on the football side of it, Matt Flynn was another one. He had one good game against the Lions, and then the Seahawks doled out a whole bunch of money, and the guy started like three more games.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
I remember Matt Flynn. I remember that. Hey, BG, thank you for calling from Detroit.
Yes, sir. God bless.
What about it? Let's go to Toronto and talk to Glenn. Glenn, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the New York Islanders, which has been run badly for years. They're starting to get better now, but it's Rick DiPietro's 15-year contract that the last 6 years of he was retired, and it was four and a half. It's only four and a half. Well, you know, in hockey, four and a half is a lot. Keep in mind that they traded a future Hall of Famer in Roberto Luongo so they could draft him. They didn't give him a 15-year contract. He never lives up to it. He's always injured. And that's after they handed Alexei Yashin a 10-year contract that they bought out so they could somehow relieve some of their salary cap. Like, two of the worst contracts in the history of the league, and the same GM did it. And I think it was Garth
Snow. Are they not still paying him as well? Aren't they still paying him?
Alexei Yashin, they're still paying.
No, Rick DiPietro. I think they're still paying him.
Rick DiPietro, I think is. I saw that his contract ran out in 2021. Now, unless they deferred it, in which point they're probably still paying him. But yeah, Alexei Yashin, I think they deferred, and they're still paying him, I think, on deferred payments.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up. I think they're paying both of them, man. But gonna look, Glenn. Like, okay.
And neither of them in the league anymore. Yashin was out of the league, I think, 3 years after he signed the contract, and I think he went to the KHL in Russia. And DiPietro is now a radio host because his career went down the toilet, and you know. Luongo just retired last year and is a Hall of Fame goalie, you know. So
yeah, Rick is
Islanders.
Rick is doing local radio in New York City. Absolutely, he does the morning show. Hey, Glenn, thank you for calling from Toronto, man.
You have a great evening, man.
You as well. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Bill. He's calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bill?
Hey, first time caller, JR. Just wanted to. Since you brought up about Washington and all the bad decisions in that city, how about John Wall?
Oh my God. Ugh. What is his last year? He got like 44 mil.
Gilbert Arenas.
Say again?
You should have put him in front of Gilbert Arenas.
What do you mean in front of him? You mean
As far as, you know, worst contract ever.
Nah, I don't know about that. Look, I know about he blew out his Achilles, and then he had the infection. He had the injury in his house, and he was making all that money. He's throwing up gang signs. Yes, he has had a terrible end to his career. Wasn't
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Able to go out there and earn his money, but I think Gilbert Arenas and his stupidity takes things to just a completely different level. But there's no doubt, yes, John Wall is one of the worst contracts, yes.
You can go on and on with these lists.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Bill. Well, maybe they'll send some money to you and me. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. David, he's calling from Seattle, Washington. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, David.
Hey, JR. Hey, I have a couple here. So, Matt Reeves.
Whoa. We got a lot of callers. Do me a favor, if you can. Don't give me a couple. Give me one. Narrow it down to one.
Yeah, I have. So, most of the stuff you talked about were passive, kind of passive income. So, I think about Matt Ryan. Every time everyone goes back to the well, he continued to not perform. And he got moved around and he ended up being the most interceptions ever. I think it was 4 with Indianapolis in one game, I think.
Oh,
I think that was one of the
no,
worst.
Oh, David, come on. David, you ever watched Sesame Street in your life, David?
Yeah.
You know the song from Sesame Street, One of These Things Is Not Like the Other, One of These Things Just Doesn't Belong. You heard that song before?
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, if you want to talk about one of the worst contracts ever, listen to the names of the individuals that I mentioned tonight. Jamarcus Russell, Gilbert Arenas. You have to think about Steven Strasburg, Albert Haynesworth. Matt Ryan doesn't belong anywhere near these names. Come on, you could be nicer than that. Stop. Come on, David. Are you joking with me? Come on.
Well, I go a different direction because I think about Russell Wilson, too, in my hometown here, and he's underperformed. So I'm thinking about the underperforming and Dwight Howard. I think
okay.
about underperforming.
Well,
the
underperforming is different than having one of the worst contracts sports has ever seen. And one thing
Agreed.
I still wouldn't do is put Matt Ryan in an underperforming category when you think about what he has done and what he's accomplished. What did he do to you? Did he spit on you in the street?
I found him to move around too much and not have any
move
value.
Move around too much? He played for the Falcons and just left last year. Come on. Sorry, David. Come on, David. Stop it. Did I miss something? Is there another Matt Ryan? Is Matt Ryan a journeyman quarterback right now?
I think David might be talking about one of his friends who's named Matt and then another friend that's also named Ryan.
Possibly. They may be wanderers. Come on, Matt Ryan is living a good life. He's about to be on television. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Matt Ryan is letting everybody know. He's like, listen, I'm not retired yet. Matt Ryan, one of the better quarterbacks over the past 10 years since he basically came out of BC. Okay, so worst con, leave Matt Ryan alone. And also, by the way, I know he didn't spit on you. Of course, I was joking. Matt Ryan is one of the nicest humans that you will ever meet. One of the most polite guys. Very community-oriented when he was here in Atlanta. Still lives here. You see him at the games. He's sitting courtside, saying hello to everybody, taking pictures, probably when he doesn't want to. Matt Ryan ain't bothering nobody. Leave that man alone. He takes enough crap from people who think that he's stunk, which doesn't make any sense. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. We're talking about athletes with some of the worst contracts in sports. Leave Matt Ryan alone. Don't move.